In 2008, Funke Opeke, a former executive with Verizon Communications in the USA, had a vision. She had just moved back to Nigeria 3 years earlier, and while working with MTN Nigeria, one of the country's leading telecommunications companies, she noticed the low internet penetration in the country. Internet cafes were popular, but very few smartphones were available. Her plan? To bridge the digital divide in West Africa with the provision of enabling infrastructure. That vision gave birth to Main One, one of Africa's biggest telecom infrastructure providers. In this episode of Built in Africa podcast, Funke takes us 10 years inside Main One's journey of building West Africa's internet infrastructure. On Thursday, July 1, 2010, Main One officially launched the first ever private submarine cable in West Africa. 10 years on, Funke Opeke looks back at that moment with fondness.
Putting the cable in operation 10 years ago today, first private cable on time, on budget, we were a startup company, you know, it was a big bet that we succeeded. So yeah, so that was a high moment.
The launch heralded a massive boost to internet speeds in the country. With a large presence in Lagos, one could draw links between the rise in internet speeds and the proliferation of startups in the city.
You kind of look back and see what's happened in Yaba and the whole tech space of Lagos.
Yeah.
At the time, one of the founders reaches out and I see the, you know, just like you said, were awed for the appreciation, the recognition of what we have done. That truly touches me because you feel like, okay, I've really made an impact in helping people achieve their dreams.
For Funke, the rising levels of internet penetration in Nigeria, being invited to chair the Nigerian National Broadband Plan 2020-2025, and the White House invitation to discuss internet connectivity for the globe and to unserved populations in Africa show admirable level of recognition for the company's work. But the journey hasn't been without its fair share of challenges.
Main One has been more successful in having impact than we have been commercially successful. And a lot of people don't realize that.
One of the biggest challenges has been raising funds in such a capital-intensive endeavor as telecommunications.
We capitalized the company with $240 million to start, and it takes significant amounts to run this infrastructure and keep it performing at world-class standards and continue to invest in local distribution infrastructure, data centers.
Of course, like every company with a base in Nigeria, stable power is also an issue. According to Funke, Main One has invested a lot in power. With privatization, they were able to make a private connection to the national grid. This meant they have had better power than most. Despite this, the company's distributed operations still face the same power challenges as others. Apparently, they still have to invest in backup power, co-location facilities, and other power solutions. Besides the working environment challenges, she still looks back on the company's impact with some longing.
I look back and I never imagined that 10 years after we landed, every school in Nigeria will not have access to the internet. What does that say about us as a society, about how much value we place in education of our young people? So those kinds of things are still low moments for me. See how far we've come, but see how much there is still to do.
When the Main One cable was first laid in 2010, the concept of private submarine cables was very new to a lot of regulators. Though the company was in a hurry to bring internet access, they could not secure the permits to connect countries along the way between Nigeria and Europe. But they found a way to solve this.
So we put what we call branching units, which are just connectors on the cable, which we could extend into those markets. And we continued exploring the opportunity. And a fabulous opportunity came up with Orange, which is already present in those two markets as a major provider, to expand their international capacity. And it just made sense commercially and business-wise. And also, we had a good technical, compelling solution for them. And that's what we did. So it was a win-win for both sides. Gave them access to an additional cable and gave us access to new markets to bring more traffic onto our cable, which is still not fully utilized.
In November 2019, MainOne expanded its submarine cable to Côte d'Ivoire and Senegal in partnership with French telecom company Orange Group. A move Funke says was in line with the company's vision for the west coast of Africa. MainOne is looking at more expansions in Africa and has recently signed an agreement to extend its services to Burkina Faso.
So we continue, I don't know if you just recently we signed an agreement to extend services into Burkina Faso. We continue looking at extending services into more landlocked countries, taking more capacity in there, investing with our partners in infrastructure to do that. Also, you know, entry into a market does not necessarily make the traffic happen overnight. So you have to continue taking all the necessary steps into connecting various networks, bringing people onto the backbone, so to speak, so that they can actually get access to services.
Also, MainOne has struck a partnership with Vertiv for the expansion of its data center services. So what does the future hold for MainOne?
We've kind of stepped up the data center business. We'll continue to invest. We're building a data center in Ghana as we speak. We'll expand, start expansion of our data center in Lekki, our footprint in Lekki. We are starting to look at development of data center property we've acquired in Chagam. We would like to expand our data center in Côte d'Ivoire. So expanding our services across the region, delivering more managed services to large enterprises. What we see, especially post-COVID, is everyone's trying to reduce the operational intensity of their business, and they can offload those infrastructure services to us. So we'll continue to grow there.
And how about that possibly overdue IPO?
You'll have to ask the shareholders. It's not a time to go public anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that's okay.
Of course, MainOne still has a lot to do. Africa still has a long way to go in deepening its internet penetration to unserved and underserved areas. And MainOne looks set to be a big part of that future. Thank you for listening to the Built in Africa podcast. This script was adapted by Muyiwa Matuluko. Research and interview by Emmanuel Paul. Sound design by Oheneka Robrutu. This is a production of TechPoint Africa. I am Emmanuel Paul. Please subscribe, share, and drop a review of this podcast by searching for Built in Africa on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. For more stories on startups and innovation in Africa, please visit techpoint.africa.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.